Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
Well, I can't stop the feeling here on Today FM. It is, of course, Thursday afternoon. We're over the hump of the week. We're on the way towards the wonderful weekend. To get in contact today, 0874 100 102. And a less frequent used means of getting in contact is my email address, fergal@todayfm.com. We love it. I love it, particularly on the show when you send your problems to us. And every so often we get in a problem, we go, God, you know, we should talk about that in the show, because maybe somebody might have a solution to the problem or some advice for the person in the problem, which is what has happened to us today. And this is a very interesting one that came in from Emma, who's in Cork. She basically says, Dear Ferg, last weekend I went to London for a hen weekend with the girls. Rang home to make sure my fella was all right, and he told me that his costume on, he was dressing up as a wrestler called Sting, and that he looked class. Wrestling isn't really of any interest to me, Ferg, so I didn't really ask too many questions, and I had one or two glasses of lady petrol in me. So I said, enjoy, love, send me some pictures, I'll see you tomorrow night. As the night went on, we went to these dungeon tours in London, had great fun. I may have got a couple of pics sent to me by my fella, but when I looked at them, all I could see was just scraggly hair hanging over a coat and maybe a bit of white face paint in bad light. Didn't think too much about it. Here's the rub. I arrive home late on Sunday night to Cork, only to find someone I didn't recognise in my bed. I was freaked out. It was a man in his jocks. More to my surprise, it was my man in his jocks. Ferg, he has had a full-grown lumberjack beard since we met 3 years ago. What he did wrong was he didn't tell me that he was going to shave his beard off to paint his face. I'm really annoyed, as that's the same as me coming home with a shaved head, isn't it? We're now mid-row. I don't know what to do, and I won't lie, I'm still really, really teed off. I feel like he should have said something to me. Emma. This is interesting, and we have dubbed this here in the studio, because when we read it earlier on, I went, oh, facial harassment. And that's just a ploy term that we just threw at it, because I was saying, like, you know, if I was to come home and I was to shave, I wouldn't really ask. And then I kind of thought about it, and I'm dating someone at the minute, and I did actually say, the other night, I did actually go, I'm actually going to shave off my beard, just so you know, and I probably have a baby face, which I have done. And you know, I kind of did say it, but at the same time, I don't think any fella should have to ask if he wants to shave his face. But equal standards and all that, where do you stand? I mean, in fairness, you're not the one who has to look at your face every day of the week. And if you look like somebody totally different, I mean, I totally empathise with Emma here. I'm kind of going, well, she did arrive home to a total stranger. You didn't even run a buyer, man. That's like her coming home with a shaved head and going, surprise! Which I don't know, like, is that going to work out? Anyway, has anyone ended up in this situation, or is this an ongoing thing? Because when we looked at it even more and put it up on social media, we found out that one or two people have been in similar situations. I really don't know what to make of it, so please let me know. 0874 100 102. Ali has got in contact. She says, I agree with Emma here. My boyfriend has a beard since I've known him. Keeps on joking about surprising me with a shaved face. I don't mind him doing it. I would just like some sort of warning. Yeah, I think it's the warning thing is the issue here. I don't think it's the facial hair that's the issue. Hair today, gone tomorrow, to be back again kind of thing, right? I think it's the warning issue. I think it was never said in conversation. I don't think it was looking for permission. I don't think anyone should be looking for permission. It's your body. You know, and we all know that. But I definitely think it's a case of, you know, the warning wasn't given. Keith has got in contact. He says, I really don't see the big deal. If you love a guy, it's not going to make a difference whether he's clean shaven or not. Look at the positives. No more beard rash. For her, maybe. I don't know. For him, he's going to get it all back when he grows it back. I feel for this girl. This comes in from Aaron. My husband did this last year. I honestly didn't talk to him for 5 days. Warning is a must. Yeah, I'm going to chalk it down right now. I don't think the problem is that he shaved his hair, that he didn't ask permission, because nobody should ask permission if they want to cut their hair or shave their hair. It's that he didn't give the warning that he was going to do it. For instance, if you're going to get your head shaved for charity, let someone know. If we were still doing Shave or Die here, I would tell someone, I would say, look, I'm going to shave my hair or bleach my hair. I'm just going to arrive home like this or looking different. You know what I mean? You just kind of say it anyway. And it just kind of goes without saying, it's just common courtesy, because particularly if you're living with someone or if you're that intimate with someone, it's nice to let them know. And they're not going to make you ask for permission either. I don't think that's an issue here at all. I just think it's more so down to the warning. I think that's the big thing. Anyway, it does cause a lot of resonant relationships though. So if you're out there and you are thinking of shaving your head and walking backwards into your kitchen, don't. You will get your arse reddened. Worse than any smack of any wooden spoon in the country. We've got Quiva, who's on the line from Tip. Quiva, how are you?
Hi, Ferg. How are things?
I'm very good. Quiva, you've got a unique situation in your own house. Go on, tell us about it.
It's a little bit odd, yeah. So I've been with my now husband for sort of 12, 13 years.
Okay.
And we got married last year, but he's had a beard for years. coming up to the wedding, his family wanted him to shave it off. He shaved it off, and I was gutted. He looks like he did at our deb's. Like.
Well, I got to tell you something. Here at Today FM, we've got a wonderful guy called Peter on photos, and we'll Photoshop that beard back in for you. If you want it. You can send that over to me right now. I'll make sure that justice is done here. But yeah, I don't agree with anyone interfering with how anyone looks. I think that you should just be allowed to look the way you do. Queeva, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks a million.
Have a lovely day, and thanks for tuning into the show.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.